Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and people of all sexes, despite what the science says, welcome to something completely different. Another foray into podcasting mediocrity. Brian Wilson's my name. You know who you are. So with the introductions out of the way, let's get started with The Allegory of the Cave 2023. If you're not familiar with the essentials of Plato's Allegory of the Cave, then maybe you saw the movie The Truman Show. If neither Plato or Truman, simply Google one or the other of both, check it out, and come on back. For reasons irrelevant to what follows, for more than a decade, the Wilsons have lived a life oxymoronically described as modern eremites, more commonly known as hermits. No, we don't dwell in caves or eschew modern amenities. We enjoy our Toyotas, we have central air conditioning, and indoor plumbing. Wife Cassie has a kitchen to die for, where she makes miracles every evening. Neither are we Luddites. We are A-OK with all things modern, except two. We don't travel, and we rarely socialize. Now, there's a boatload of background and context to explain all that. For example, travel in this context means air travel. We don't, and we won't. The reasons should be obvious to those who do. Our social life is extremely limited due to having few geographically close friends or family. Decades in the broadcasting biz required a nomadic life, chasing better jobs in bigger markets with larger paychecks. By middle age, hey, most people have their daily routines and particular circle of friends. The schedules and demands of careers in radio and television are not conducive to a great social life. So what does Plato and some old cave have to do with all this? Well, recently, the Wilsons left our deep south cave and ventured into the light of real-world 21st century America, far beyond our local runs to Winn-Dixie or Lowe's or Chug-a-Lug Wines and Spirits. This would be a 2,400-mile round-trip road trip to Pennsylvania with a side order of New Jersey. And back, of course. Our itinerary would take us through portions of Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. This is where the cave analogy comes in. Having rarely ventured more than an hour or so from home sweet home for 10, 15 years, this would be a real educational experience to the outside world, as seen on TV, to step outside the cave and behold reality a la Plato and Truman. In summation, here's what we found. We're doomed. Highways, generally in good physical condition, driving our interstate highways has become a cross between the Talladega Speedway and your local demolition derby. 70 miles an hour is the new 60, 80 miles an hour the new 70. Irrespective of speed, traffic, or weather, tailgating is the new pastime, second only to serpentine weaving only a lime rock contender would love. No worries, there are still a good number of Florida and Michigan AARP members throwing down the challenge of maintaining a steady 55 in the fast lane while ignoring the 3-mile backup behind them. At rest stops and super gas stations, Walmart casual remains de rigueur. Motels. Back in the day, circa 2005-ish, we would make reservations at a certain chain of courtyards. They were dependably good in all departments, room size, comfort, amenities, front desk personnel. Key word in the previous sentence, were. Out of 6 days in 6 days, not one measure of consistency was found. Room size good, but the air conditioning was stuck on meat locker. Pleasant personnel, but bath towels made of sandpaper. Comfortable bedding, but the Hell's Angels conference was being held in the next room and hallway. If this is the new standard of mediocrity the top-shelf motels are providing, I wonder how anyone survives in the Roach Rouge chain. Restaurants. Fast food places must enjoy their popularity because no one wants to put up with the new attitude now oozing from what used to be independent restaurants. Ever since COVID is the plaintive excuse of the day from the manager. Maybe. Somewhat. But for all its downsides, real or imagined, no virus ever caused and perpetuated a rotten attitude, poor service comes from poor training and unrealistic beliefs about wages. Sadly, patrons have slipped from cultural to Neanderthal, especially among the nouveau riche 20 to 50 set. An exceptional award-winning fine dining establishment in Ramsey, New Jersey, which I enthusiastically patronized since 1989, had morphed into a college town beer hall, replete with screeches and screams from 14 dazzling females celebrating without restraint or regard for other diners in the immediate vicinity, trying in vain to hold convivial conversations while enjoying the fabled entrees. No management personnel came by to ask for consideration or restraint. Since my last visit and the death of my friend and owner, Chef Kevin Kohler, Cafe Panache had morphed into Chuck E. Cheese. Sad. Friends around the country tell me this, too, is the new normal. When including reports of extreme corruption within the political apparatus inside Washington, societal regression appears to be picking up speed to the detriment of the Republic and everyone in it. This isn't to say the entire trip was a time warp into the Spanish Inquisition. Indeed, there were bright spots along the way. An excellent sushi dinner in Knoxville, a couple of really neat Amish roadside stands with amazing tomatoes, a friendly, polite, efficient assistant manager, Dave, at Total Wine and More, a 20-something who actually said thank you for holding a door open for her. I'm frank to admit I still don't understand how no problem replaced you're welcome in common parlance. Overall, our out-of-the-cave visit into reality 2023 wasn't as shocking as it might have been had not the aberrations above been low-lighted in what passes for news, social media, or reality shows. Seeing it in the light of day was more depressing than scary. Plato was correct, though, when he postulated those seeing reality would not be able to convince those back in the cave they were watching the shadows they preferred. Well, that'll wrap it up like a dead fish for this episode of Something Completely Different. I'll be back later, dragging my alleged partner Jim Bovard, kicking and screaming with the latest from the two and only. You've been warned, but be sure to join us. And to make that easier, simply pound the subscribe button a few times, and notification of this drivel will invade your inbox with plenty of time to avoid whatever comes next. Oh, and feel free to share this with anyone you'd like to annoy by similarly pounding on the share button below. Thanks again for your interest, tolerance, and bad taste. Till next time.